The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Blue Hill, we are building the anticipation here that we could have a good one tonight between Blue Hill and St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia ranked number one in C2 statewide, and Blue Hill is ranked number seven. This is one of two 1-against-7 ball games we have on our chain of stations here this evening, the other one being the Aurora ball game. And I just dropped my schedule, but trust me, we'll get it back for you. St. Cecilia coming in here after a 42-0 drubbing of Kearney Catholic, and Blue Hill had kind of a scare last week against Sutton. Sutton, albeit a much improved team, probably was not supposed to stay as close to Blue Hill as they ended up doing. But we're set here tonight for a beautiful night of football. 84 degrees as we approach kickoff. There's a wind out of the north at about 9 miles per hour. And the Blue Hill Bobcats in all blue tonight will be starting a backup quarterback. And that is only part of all of the changes that we'll call Rob in here to talk about right now.
We had a little bit of some last-minute scratches, if you will. I had a lot of adjustments going on, some key injuries, specifically both quarterbacks. From both teams will be backups this week. One due to an injury last week, the other sore hamstring for Blue Hill's Derek Poe will not get the start. Kyle Manns will get the start in his place. Phil Hamburger will get the start for Blue Hill tonight. Some other shifts going on. They've got some illness kind of floating around St. Cecilia a little bit. A couple of guys are going to be out with that, so some last-minute substitutions are going to be put in, and some question marks for some players as well. But this ball game is really about two field commanders and two different styles of generals out here. You've got the Coach Carl Tesmer, who is he's the big general. He's the overall guy, calls it from the strategical point of view, back behind the lines, making the big picture calls. Where you look at Coach Scott Porter, he's the front line guy. He's the general on the front line that has to be there and getting dirty with his boys and getting things going. And both very, very skilled at what they do. And it should just be an excellent ball game when you're talking about the perennial powerhouses we keep talking about. How these guys have such storied traditional programs, and to get them on this field, and it's been, I don't know how long it's been since these two have been here to play each other, but this is one of those games when the schedule came out in spring that everybody said, oh, Lord, thankfully you played Blue Hill. Blue Hill, yep, this is going to be a ball game to reckon with. We expect a fabulous game. I mean, look at the turnout of this, too. I mean, it's a sea of blue everywhere you look.
We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. You're listening to the Game of the Week. It's Blue Hill. It's Hastings St. Cecilia. It's The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Back in 2 minutes.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Great coffee at Mountain Mud Espresso, serving their own secret blend of roasted beans, roasted over an oak wood fire. Mountain Mud takes pride in making each drink perfectly for you. Hot and cold espresso, chai and flavored teas, frozen flavored drinks such as strawberries and cream or cookies and cream, classic hot chocolates and more, using only top-of-the-line ingredients. Find Mountain Mud Espresso inside Amp Pride on Highway 6 in Baltimore and Amp Pride Burlington Express at 14th and Burlington. Mountain Mud Espresso, great coffee.
Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vollen when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We get a twinkle. All right, here's your starting lineups. Let's go with the offenses here. First of all, St. Cecilia starting Phil Hamburger at the quarterback. Ostrander was injured last week, and so Hamburger, who had wanted a shot at quarterback anyhow, gets it on unfortunate circumstances. We don't know at fullback whether Joel Grapple or Devin Ailey will start. We won't know until they line up, because apparently there's some sort of a bug of some sort, flu bug or whatever, going around. Sonny Grapple, we'll say, is the 175-pound sophomore starter at fullback. Cody Jackson at halfback, 150, and a senior. Walt Kissinger is a 175-pound junior and one of the wideouts. Slot man is wingback Blake Roulette, 150, and a senior. He is a late substitute for Blake Misick, who had been the starter. Chase Bassett is the tight end, 175-pound senior. Big line is Zach Starup. He's a 265-pound senior. Nathan Soucy right behind there, 260 and a senior at the right guard. Down at center, Josh Tremel is 295 pounds and a senior. Left guard is Joe Allmeyer, 220 pounds and a junior. And Ryan Sheehy, 235 and a senior. So they kind of weight-wise go from right to left, get progressively lighter, but that one side is a load. So that's your offense for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Starting offensively for Blue Hill, Kyle Manns, a late substitute at quarterback because the regular starter, Poe, pulled a hamstring and actually had a little bit of an issue with it, I guess, during last week's game or toward the end of last week's game. Manns is a 185-pound junior, but he's had the full week to practice. Trent Comacher, 170-pound junior, is the one running back. Jared Kruger, the other, at 120 and a senior. Brock Krumke, a 160-pound senior, starting at the one wideout. Ben Cord in the slot, 165 and a senior. And along the line, Jeremiah Kruger is a 210-pound junior. At the guard spot, it's Matt Framer, 200-pound senior. Kelly Feynman is a 170-pound senior center. Blake Bunner, 230 pounds and a junior. And the offensive tackle on the other side is Tyler Otten, 165 pounds and a junior. And what a difference the tail of the scale tells there. Almost 100 pounds difference man to man. Literally, Kelly Feynman, 170 at the center for Blue Hill, 295 for the center for St. Cecilia, Josh Tremel.
It's going to be
a big difference.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle of size versus speed. Blue Hill known for their speed and are very quick and are going to have to do the hit and run kind of thing because St. Cecilia's line is big and strong.
On the field right now, the introductions have been made for St. Cecilia wearing the white jerseys, the away jerseys, black pants. They've got black helmets, blue hawk trim, and blue numerals. Blue Hill is out with the black socks, the black jerseys and pants, blue helmets, and the Bobcat paw on the side.
And Greg, while they were doing the St. Cecilia introductions, they did announce Devin Ellie as the running back for St. Cecilia. Joel Grapple was out there also, but Ellie will apparently get the start tonight for St. Cecilia. He ran five times last week, got a touchdown, as did Grapple. But Grapple just a little bit slow coming out in warm-ups, so I expect to see him, but he probably won't be 100%.
Ellie is actually bigger. He's a 190-pound senior compared to a 175-pound sophomore for Grapple. So the starting lineups are done. We're going to take a break here of 2 minutes, and we'll be back with the kickoff of tonight's game. Blue Hill 1-0, St. Cecilia Bluehawks 1-0 when we come back.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
All day, every day, it's Benici Brothers' large 16-inch single-topping pizzas, now at their new low price of only $8 each. That's right, only $8 for a large 16-inch single-topping pizza of your choice. Dine in or carry out. Call ahead, and Benici Brothers will have your order ready in the Amfried North Burlington Express Food Court. 461-0386. 461-0386. Take advantage of the low-price pizza deal going on now and check out Benici's other daily specials. Benici Brothers, come join the family.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch. Helping you be safe, sound, and secure is just one more way that Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Craig Acker along with Rob Osmond with tonight's ball game. Elsewhere, Classic Hits 98.9, our sister stations, Overton and Axtell. They'll be kicking off right about now as well on 1230 AM KHAS. Hastings is at Holdridge. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic all the way out of North Platte for St. Pat's. And at 1550 KICS, here's the other number 7 against number 1. It's Adams Central number 7 against number 1 Aurora in Class B. Blaine Bulis with the call on that on 1550 KICS. Some of the other games of interest, Kearney is at Grand Island, Northwest is at Seward, Central Catholic at Centennial, Heartland Lutheran at SEM, Scotts Bluff at Lexington, St. Paul and Centura will tee it up as well. We'll check some of the area scores here as they come in. Yes, sir.
It would appear St. Cecilia has won the toss and has deferred to the second half. Blue Hill all set to receive now.
All right, so St. Cecilia doing the kicking, and on the return side, Jared Kruger, along with Shane Feynman standing inside their five-yard line. So Matt Kissinger is doing the kicking. And he tees it up on a beautiful night. As we said, it's 84 degrees, and he is kicking with the wind as it is out of the north at about 9 miles per hour. And that just gives a little bit of relief to those in the sunshine here tonight. And we are underway. Puts the boot to it. It's a high kick. It's going to drive Kruger all the way back into the end zone, and he'll take it out on the touchback. First and 10 at the 20. For the Blue Hill Bobcats, again starting a reserve quarterback, Kyle Manns. Derek Poe, who had a great game last week, has a hamstring problem, and Manns, a 185-pound junior, will take the reins tonight. He has had a full week to practice, so he shouldn't be rusty, but he is not the starter from the season. He stands back in the shotgun position. One man by him is Kruger. He'll take the handoff. Cuts to his left. Got some running room. Found a cutback. Gets across the 25 to nearly the 30-yard line. And a good start for Blue Hill.
Great run. Picks up just about 11 yards on the play. Just a carry around that left side. Picked up a big block and got some good yardage.
Jared Kruger is a 100. I still don't believe that. 120-pound senior. But we'll play along for a while. He's slow getting up himself, though. I think it's an equipment issue, not an injury issue, so we'll have a slight delay in the game here as we look at Blue Hill driving from the south to the north, and when we come back, it'll be first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Coming into the ball game for Blue Hill is Nathan Hillegas at the wideout. Now the repair been made by Jared Kruger on his, I think, left shoe, I think.
I think he threw a shoe on the play.
Going wide to the right side, Brock Krumke, slot man, to the right as well. Kruger standing in back with Mans, the quarterback. Snap is good. And again, a quick handoff to Kruger goes straight up the middle, gets about 3 or 4 yards. We'll see where they spot it, but it'll be, again, a good, solid first down carry for the Bobcats as they'll face a second down now and a strong 6 yards to go.
Zach Sturup, the big guy on the St. Cecilia defense, got a good wrap on that one and brought him back, kept it from going big yards.
They break the huddle quickly. Kruger in the backfield, slot men both ways. Shotgun formation, it'll be a keeper. Mans comes, steps to his left. He's got some running room again. Gets across the 40-yard line, and he should be close to a first down for Blue Hill.
Yeah, he got a good break and made a good lead. And when he dropped that shoulder, it was enough to pop him forward for an extra yard, moving the chain.
Clock at 10:56 is stopped with that chain move. We are just underway. Both teams want to know. You know the backstory. St. Cecilia, because of a population decrease, is in C2. A student population decrease is in C2. Blue Hill, 2008 C2 state champions. This has been a good one to look forward to, and here we are. Double wides each way. Handoff goes straight up to Kruger. He's got some running room again, and this time he's stopped after about a 3-yard gain. He'll nose the ball to about the 45-yard line.
Just a straightforward smash-mouth football. Typical Coach Scott Porter, just run it forward and just pound it up for yards. And look at that. They pick up 3 yards on first down.
They really did. He had some good effort there as he rolled up and got the team again into a position of about second down and 6 yards to go. Kruger will stand in the backfield again with Mans. Slot men both ways, wides both ways, shotgun formation. A handoff goes to Kruger. This time he'll be tripped up around the line of scrimmage, but falls forward for about 2 more yards. It'll bring up third down and 5 yards to go for Blue Hill.
Right side of St. Cecilia defense got some good penetration, got an early hand on Kruger, but Kruger's able to slip it and fall forward for a gain of about 2 yards. Good run for Blue Hill. Solid, quick defense for the Blue Hawks.
Bringing up third down, we'll see what they go with. They have not passed the ball tonight.
It was a while before they passed it last year.
It was.
Or last week, rather.
Yeah, late in the first half before they got one out. I think they only passed one time in the first half. Again, shotgun. This time they got trips wide to the right. Slow option developing. Kruger's going to get smothered for about a 2-yard loss inside the 45-yard line. So that was kind of an ugly play. Very slow developing option to the right. And St. Cecilia snuffed it out, and it'll be a punt for Blue Hill.
Yeah, Kyle Mans just did the absolute worst thing you could do as a quarterback. He stopped on the option, just froze, and made a late pitch. And, boy, Blue Hill's offense had no chance to stop St. Cecilia.
So a punt coming up. And twin safeties back at about the 20-yard line for St. Cecilia. It's a high kick. Coming over is Brulette, and the fumble, and Brulette falls on the ball, fumbles it forward to about the 30-yard line. He couldn't handle the kick initially and fell on it, so better field position than reasonably expected based on the mishandle there as he fell on it just inside the 30-yard line. The Blue Hawks set up their first offensive series of the evening.
Yeah, coverage had outran the kick on that one. Blue Hill wanting a block in the back as their down man was set to make a move on it and took a little push in the back from St. Cecilia. No call, no foul.
Ball is set at the 29-yard line. The quarterback is Phil Hamburger. Hamburger will start under center. He's got an I formation with one wide to the left. He'll fire to that man in the flat, in and out of the hands of Matt Kissinger. Incomplete, second down coming, 10 yards to go.
St. Cecilia just coming out right away, wanting to fire that ball. Had a nice little receiver that was wide open. The ball just in and out of the hands. May have heard a little footstep in the background there.
Just underway, 8:42 to go, first period, no score. Blue Hill had to give it up on a punt. St. Cecilia has it now at the 29-yard line, their own 29. Hamburger again up under center. Dotting the I formation, Cody Jackson. In motion comes Blake Brulette. And the handoff goes straight up the middle. Big guy bouncing off and having plenty of room down to the 40-yard line is the fullback,
Devin Ellie.
That's what size will do for you. He had a great run right up the middle and just made some yards off of it. Devinelli, the 190-pounder, and he bounced two people onto their backs about 10 yards down the field, and then Blue Hill just kind of hung on. Picked up 34 yards in the process. Just a solid run. He had all kinds of daylight going through that front line of St. Cecilia. Blue Hawk front line really making a nice hole. They wind the clock with 8.5 to go in the first period. First and 10, Blue Hill territory, 36-yard line. Hamburger again up under center. Ellie is the up man. The tailback is Cody Jackson. Wide to the right is Matt Kissinger. And again, they hand it off this time to the tailback, and he'll fall forward for about yards. Cody Jackson with his first carry of the evening. Bring up a second down and 7 yards to go for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks.
Yeah, I don't know what they call that play, but I'm thinking it's going to be something about give the ball to the running back, let him follow Stirrup, because Stirrup on that big line just absolutely was leading the way.
And he pulled on that one, I think.
He did, exactly.
Under center, Hamburger again, this time a single setback. Wings both ways going in motion is Bryce Faber. And the crossbuck handoff goes to Ellie, and he'll fall forward for another 3 yards or so. It'll bring up third down and maybe 4 yards to go as they spot the ball at the 30-yard line. Closer to 5 now as they look at it. Third, and we'll call it a healthy 4, short 5 yards to go for the Blue Hawks. As the clock runs with 7:20, they're on their first possession after getting the punt from Blue Hill. Hamburger under center, I formation, wingman to the right side. Back to pass, firing in the flat. Hamburger's got a man, and it is Kissinger, and he'll get the first down and more inside the 20-yard line.
Kissinger just made an excellent job. Grabbed it, covered the points, made a good spin, and pulled forward enough to move the chains.
And as they do that, they will set the ball inside the 20-yard line at about the 19. So now we get our old friend, the Blue Hill telephone pole, in the way. Well, I'm dating myself, the light standard in the way, but you get my drift. The angle here a little bit awkward. But we've come to love it. Hamburger is under center again. Man in motion from the right to left is Faber. And again, and then this direction, they hand off straight up the middle. And again, it is the fullback, Ellie, getting the call, and he'll get it down maybe to the 15-yard line, a pickup of about 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, he got
4 yards.
Good spot on that one.
Well, that's a Dickens to defense, too, that misdirection. Then you got those big guys to run behind.
Oh, exactly. But Bobcats, very solid defense. They play that line. They hold it very well.
Faber goes wide to the left side this time. Hamburger under center. Wide right is Matt Kissinger. And again, Ellie the up man. This time it'll be an option. Left side and a keeper by the quarterback. Hamburger gets a nice 5 yard gain inside the 10. It should be enough for a first down. And St. Cecilia should be set up with a first down and goal to go inside the 10 yard line of the Bobcats.
Yeah, Hamburger just followed that seam around the left side and just did an excellent job following his blockers, sprung into that secondary and picked up that first and goal.
They go with everybody in tight, save for Kissinger, wide to the right side. Hamburger under center. One Blue Hill Bobcat jumps offside. We'll see if he was pulled or jumped.
It looked like that Bobcat defense just a little bit too much anticipation there.
Offside Blue Hill, so that'll be half the distance to the goal line. And St. Cecilia will get it first down and goal to go from inside the, they haven't moved the
looks like
marker now, be inside the 5 yard line.
Yeah.
Hamburger under center. Again, Kissinger wide right. Turn, give, tailbacks, got it, falls forward for another yard or so. Cody Jackson on the call there. And he's tackled nearly immediately by the middle of that staunch Bobcat defense. They are certainly outweighed, but they have a lot of experience over the last 5 years of building a pretty good defensive program.
And that'll go a long way.
Ellie is the up man. Hamburger the wide is the quarterback. Wide out to the right side is Kissinger one more time. Quarterback sneak straight up the middle. And he gets another yard or two, does Hamburger, into the end zone. Touchdown,
St. Cecilia scores the first six of tonight. That was a drive of some 60, 71 yards. Just a straightforward quarterback sneak and find the seam and get in the end zone. Quick six up on the board for St. Cecilia. Kissinger will be back to kick. Knee is down by Cody Jackson, the holder. It's a fake. He'll come up with it. Rolling to his right, fires into the end zone. Incomplete. No PAT. And it stands 6-0 with 5 to go in the game of the week here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web. We'll be back in a half minute.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Blue Hill High School. 6-0 St. Cecilia on top, scoring on a one-yard run from Phil Hamburger on their opening drive. All set to kick off now. Blue Hill back to receive. Drive took about 4 minutes. Jared Kruger, Shane Feynman back for the Bobcats. All set to kick it off. Matt Kissinger for St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks tee it up. Bobcats looking for their second drive. First one ended in a punt after the first down. Kissinger raises the hand, and we are underway following the touchdown by St. Cecilia. Coming back with it on the near side is Feynman, and he'll get it outside the 20 to about the 25-yard line. Interesting to see now how the Bobcats come out with Coach Scott Porter. They're going to put the ball in the air. Mans can throw the ball. He didn't get a lot of opportunity last week to do it. I'm sure they worked on it in practice, but they're going to need to go to the air to try to shake up and keep this Blue Hawk defense off guard. Well, the Bobcats hurt themselves in the last series with a very slow developing option play to the right when they were facing a third down and five. So that was a little bit of an execution breakdown, but from the standpoint of man up, if you don't look at them standing side by side, the efficiency in the play was there, and Blue Hill was moving the football. Shotgun formation, keeper by Mans. He'll fall forward to across the 25 to the 26-yard line. There was a hole there, but that was quickly closed in by Joe Wallheimer of St. Cecilia. Wallheimer is 220. He's one of the little guys out there, 220 and a junior. Second down coming with about 6 yards to go for the Blue Hill Bobcats. They send wides both ways. Kumke goes wide to the right side, and Jaden Feynman comes wide to the left side. Single setback is Kruger in the backfield. Again, quarterback keeper Mans is going to keep it, and he's going to be snowed before he gets to the line of scrimmage. So now Blue Hill showing just a little bit of jitters, my opinion, as they lose maybe a half a yard on that.
A little bit gun-shy. Nathan Susi coming in there, getting some quick penetration for St. Cecilia, wraps him up in the backfield for no gain, and Bobcats are lucky to get that.
Garrett Williams in a wideout now for Blue Hill. He goes wide to the left side. In the slot is Feynman to the left. Again, shotgun formation. Kruger stands in the backfield with Mans the quarterback. Snap, handoff to Kruger. Got a little running room. Gets across the 25, out to close to the 34-yard line. He is very close to a first down on that quick opener by Kruger. I'm going to say that he got it, and he did.
Yeah, he did. He did get that. That was a great run. He had a little bit of daylight, picked up some nice blocking up front.
Overton leads Axtell 8-0. Adams Central leading Aurora 7-0. St. Cecilia, of course, with the 6-0 lead here from Blue Hill. Kearney Catholic 7-0 over St. Pat's of North Platte. Overton leading Axtell 16-0. That's late in the first period, so
That's interesting about Adams Central taking a lead on Aurora.
Yeah, exactly. They've won like 20-some in a row now.
Shotgun formation, two men stand in the backfield as the quarterback keeper comes to the left side. He turns the corner and gets across the 40-yard line. Nice pickup on first down by the end quarterback, Manns.
Manns made that. It was a direct snap all the way. It was his to go, and he made it around the left side. Once he got that corner, he had St. Cecilia facing the wrong way, and he was able to pick up a good 5-6 yards on that jaunt just by cutting that corner.
71-yard touchdown drive capped by a Phil Hamburger's sneak is how St. Cecilia took their first drive into the end zone on Blue Hill. Blue Hill gave up their first drive, ending in a punt. Second down, now 3 yards to go. Thaman comes in motion, stands in the backfield, hand off to Kruger, and he gets across the line of scrimmage, falls forward for another yard or so, and it'll bring up a third and manageable long one, short 2 yards to go for Blue Hill.
Kruger showing no fear running into the heart of that St. Cecilia Blue Hawk defensive line and is able to pick up a few yards in the process.
What they're doing is they're running to the left with some effectiveness, both on the quarterback keeper and on the sweeps by Kruger. But Kruger's done a good job of running south to north pretty well tonight, too. Manns with wideouts both ways. Hand off quickly to Kruger again. Nice stutter step. Gets across the line of scrimmage and a first down. So it'll be first and 10 for Blue Hill as they move it out past the 45 to the 47-yard line. First and 10 with 2:42 to go in the first period. The Bobcats ranked number 7 in the state in C2. The Blue Hawks rated number 1 have a 6-0 lead.
Kruger is just doing an excellent job. You called it right on the money. That stutter step right at the line of scrimmage, getting him those extra yards.
Okay, now they go with a little bit of power with an offset eye to the left side. Hand off. Nope, keeper by the quarterback, Manns, and he falls forward across the 50, gets into St. Cecilia territory, and about a 3-4 yard pickup on that first carry. Call it a 3 yard, second down and 7.
Phil Hamburger making a nice open field tackle for the Blue Hawks. Otherwise, Manns has himself a big gain on that one. As it is, it's held to a 3 yard gain.
St. Cecilia has put it up in the air a couple of times tonight already on their first drive. Yet to go to the air. They're on their second drive. Their first one ended in a punt after they were moving the ball, but had a little trouble on an option play not developing. They go slots both ways. One man in motion coming this way is Shane Thaman. Now he stands in the backfield for some blocking as they give it off to Kruger, and Kruger is stacked up near the line of scrimmage. He gets some progress, maybe a yard or so, and it'll be third down and about yards to go as they come back to the line of scrimmage with a minute 34 to go in the first.
Zach Stirrup got a little bit pushed back on that line, but boy, when he recovered, he met Kruger and drove him back. Forward progress will still give him the Blue Hawks or the Bobcats a 2 yard gain, but Stirrup made his impact on that play.
The thing of it is, we were discussing this earlier, it isn't so much the size of the other guy, it's the leverage you can get on him. And if Blue Hill has been studying their technique, it's possible. Shotgun formation, trips wide to the right, option, goes to the right side, cutting it up, Manns is close to a first down again as he gets inside the 45-yard line of St. Cecilia. I don't think he got the first down, but they will be very close, and one of two things will happen. If they try it, they could get a first down, or they could pooch it and try and put St. Cecilia back into their own territory deeply.
Scott Porter's a straight go-forward kind of guy. They got less than half a yard to go. You can bet that he's going to go right at the heart of that St. Cecilia defense.
Pretty nice developing play. That time they went to the right side successfully for the first time. All right, crowd comes alive. Power eye with the quarterback and the shotgun. I think the deal was go up there, try and draw him offside. I don't think that Manns has the experience to do that yet. They called a timeout, Blue Hill timeout, down by 6 with 20 seconds to go in the first period of play. St. Cecilia 6, Blue Hill nothing. We're back in 1 minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has been providing state-of-the-art telecommunications products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit gtmc.net.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Windows. The Easy Tilt Package is an easy-to-install solution that's less expensive than replacing the whole window. Marvin Truckload Sale going on now at Century Lumber in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Still in the timeout. They're breaking the huddle around Coach Scott Porter and Carl Tesmer across the way as the defense of St. Cecilia is trying to withstand a one-yard attempt here by Blue Hill on fourth down. Now they're going to go for the punt. Famer is in to punt, standing at inside his 45, and they send twin safeties Roulette and Cody Jackson back inside their 10. High kick, and the ball is on the ground, and again, Cody Jackson has to fall on it. That is the second muff return, but again, both times, St. Cecilia has been able to recover. So they get the ball outside the 20 this time at the 22-yard line. So the Blue Hill Bobcats are 2-2 punts. St. Cecilia coming up on their second possession is 6 points on the one possession. Ball starting with 12 seconds to go in this first period. The 22 of Blue Hill. Hamburger under center, I formation. Kissinger in the flat, pumps once. Now he's going to go deep, and he overshoots him at about the 45-yard line. Kissinger stretched out, but he was still way long on that one. But they like to go to Kissinger in that left flat. And he pumped once, frees the safety, and then he took off downfield, but he was overshot by the passive Phil Hamburger.
Kissinger had 2-3 steps on his nearest defender. It was just the ball was just that much overthrown.
They split. Bryce Faber wide to the right side now. Kissinger is wide to the left. I formation. Hamburger hands off to the big man, Ellie, and he rumbles for about 7 yards out to the 29-yard line.
Good defensive pursuit by the Bobcat defense as they made quick reaction on that, but still, nice, solid gain.
Not as nice a gain as I thought. About a 5 yard pickup, not 7, but that's the end of the first period of play, and we'll change sides and get you down a distance straight when we come back. You're listening to the high school game of the week. Number 1, St. Cecilia against number 7, Blue Hill. St. Cecilia up to 6-0 right now going into the second period. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Now's the time to insure your fall-seeded crops. Contact Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, before September 30th to protect your crops against low yields and fluctuating prices. Marty can help you determine the right crop insurance products for your farm or ranch. Contact Marty DeMuth in Hastings by September 30th to protect your bottom line with the power of AgMax. AgMax Crop Insurance, underwritten by Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
The hunt is over. Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home invites you to experience a rare breed of carpet, D'Aggressa, the stronger, silkier carpet with deeper color and better wear than other carpets. Now, during the month of September, you will enjoy great savings on D'Aggressa carpet, available exclusively at Jacoby Carpet One. Great colors and textures and great, silky feeling underfoot. With 1 year interest-free financing, you'll want to do the whole house. Stop your hunt for great carpet and buy D'Aggressa, available only at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home, downtown Hastings and downtown Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
On the option to the tailback, and he gets some yardage, but he is absolutely smashed after a 10-yard gain by Garrett Sharp of Blue Hill. And that could ignite the Blue Hill defense a little bit here, but that was a nice run on the quick option pass, or excuse me, the quick option pitch to Cody Jackson. It'll be first down and 10 yards to go for the Blue Hawks as they send Faber wide to the right side and Kissinger wide to the left. Right side is strong with an eye formation and the handoff again. Ellie, the big fullback, is snuffed right at the line of scrimmage. So, again, that hit there by Garrett Sharp may have kind of got the nostrils flared a little bit for the Blue Hill defense.
A lot of popping going on out there.
As it is, he falls forward for a couple.
No, he didn't either. Wait a minute. He went actually back 2 yards because he had picked up four on the opening one. That could be second down and 8 yards to go. Back to pass the quarterback in the flat again. Kissinger can't handle it that time, so another incompletion in the left flat. Covering there for Blue Hill, Trevor Komacher. If you were listening to either of these games last week, either the St. Cecilia game against Kearney Catholic or the Blue Hill Sutton game, you'll hear some different names tonight because between illness and injury, there have been a number of different players playing active parts tonight who were not in last week's ball games to that extent. Cody Jackson dots the eye, single wide out, wing back, cross puck to the wing back. He's got some running room, and Bryce Seiber breaks the tackle, gets across the 50 to about the 46-yard line of Blue Hill. Seiber on the wing back reverse from the right to the left, picked up some nice yardage, but did a great job on his own of breaking a tackle. And it'll move the chains again for St. Cecilia, where they will set up housekeeping at the 46-yard line of Blue Hill.
Nice 13-yard gain there for St. Cecilia.
Drive started with about 12 seconds to go in the first period. We're 10:51 to go in the second period now. Started on the 22-yard line. Man in motion, handoff goes straight up the middle to Ellie. Boy, I tell you what, Hamburger wasn't sure if he wanted to let him keep that ball or not. Just as well he did. He picked up about 5 yards on the first down. He kind of a little tug-of-war there, looked like.
Yeah, exactly. It looked like he was thinking about pulling it back.
I want it.
And we got a flag on the play.
Against Blue Hill, that's going to march him back. A motion penalty on the Blue Hawks will bring up first down and 15. I'm guessing Blue Hill's going to take it.
I'm thinking Kissinger, when he was in motion, kind of made an early start towards the line of scrimmage, and the referees were right on top of it.
And so that spots the ball back inside the 50 to the 48-yard line of St. Cecilia. First down, 15 yards to go. Hamburger now under center. Surveys the field. Wides both ways. I formation. Ellie goes in motion, back to pass. Hamburger firing downfield. He's looking for Kissinger. He's got him! Kissinger with a great diving catch inside the 16-yard line.
That was a spectacular catch.
Beautiful catch by Kissinger. He had been not even close on some of the earlier attempts. He dropped one. He was overthrown on one. But that time, it was a spectacular in-the-air fall-out-of-bounds catch. And St. Cecilia has first down and 10 inside the 20 at about the 18-yard of Blue Hill. Hamburger is under center, showed a good arm on that one. I formation, wide both ways. Crossbuck handoff, big fullback. Ellie's got it inside the 5-yard line. Finally, Feynman steps up and knocks him off his feet. Shane Feynman got the leverage and pulled him up off his feet, and it'll be second down. Nope, it'll be first down. Let's see here. They're going to move the chains. First down and goal to go inside the 5-yard line of Blue Hill, already trailing 6-0 here early in the second quarter.
Yeah, Ellie just made a straight run, caught a nice little seam, and just pops it forward, moves the chain.
Everybody's in tight. I formation, barking up the signals as Hamburger, and he draws, I think, Blue Hill offside, unless somebody on his line twitched. Although, a couple of Blue Hill guys jumped at the same time, and they say he jumped offside. Usually, if you get a couple of two, three defenders jumping outside at the same time, that usually means somebody on the offense moved, but refs didn't see it. So the call is against Blue Hill, half the distance. It'll be first down and goal to go now. Call it the 3.5-yard line.
Bobcats are biting on the bark of Hamburger.
Hamburger showed a lot of command out there. He can start for a lot of people. He is for St. Cecilia now. Again, quarterback Nick Hamburger reaches for it. I don't think they're going to give it to him. He scored on a sneak the first time downfield after that 71-yard drive that they scored on in the first period. This one started at the 22-yard line, so if they score here, it's going to be a 78-yard drive. 9.5 to go
in the first period. Hamburger under center. Slot man is to the right side. Hand off, tailback, Jackson, touchdown.
Easy run.
St. Cecilia with touchdown number two. 12-0 the score now with 9:28 to go in the first half. Last time, it was a fake single-point attempt. I'm assuming it was a fake. In any case, Jackson, the tailback, who was the holder, picked it up and ran with it and then tried to pass into the end zone, and they failed at that conversion. Now they will go for the 2 points straight up, straight out of the huddle. Under center, Hamburger, I formation, pitches, right side, Jackson's got the corner, got the two. And with 9:28 to go in the half, it is St. Cecilia 14 and Blue Hill nothing. Back in 30 seconds on the high school game of the week on 94.5 FM, KLIQ, and KLIQFM.com.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Blue Hill is 2 possessions, 2 punts. St. Cecilia, 2 possessions and 2 long drives for touchdown. That time, Cody Jackson had the carry from about 3 yards out, capping a 78-yard drive. About 7 minutes off the clock. Kissinger will tee the ball up at the 40-yard line. Kruger and Thaman standing inside their fives to return the kick. Blue Hill will be operating north to south. Shadows have covered the field now. Sun not a factor, wind not a factor. Low kick bounces at the 15-yard line. Thaman has it across the 10, 15, 20. Thaman bounces outside to the 25, reverses the field, and gets a few extra hard-earned yards. And they'll start at the 25-yard line, their own 25, down by 14 points.
Yeah, Payman just did not want to go down on that play. He rolls to his right side, meets a little bit of resistance, but keeps fighting, keeps pumping those legs, and gets a few extra yards. And the Bobcats are going to have to answer on this possession.
Again, backstory, Collins is the backup quarterback. He's a junior, 185. The backup for St. Cecilia is also a junior, Phil Hamburger. Both have had the full week to prepare. Mann's shotgun fakes the handoff and tries to keep it himself. Buried.
Stirrup just got some super penetration and got in, and Mann's had nowhere to go.
And that will lose about a yard and a half, maybe 2 yards. Second down, we'll call it 12 yards to go for Blue Hill.
Anytime you don't get a good helmet on Stirrup, man's got to make that decision to run forward.
If that was Stirrup, he came all the way across the field. He's on the left side of the offense and made the tackle over on the right side.
He was on the left side.
Shotgun, handoff, Kruger got some running room, and he stood up again at about the 25-yard line. And a penalty marker's down. Wait a minute. Check that. It was Trent Comacher in at the running back, but he was roughed after the tackle, and a personal foul penalty is going to be called against St. Cecilia, and that'll mark it 5 yards ahead of the loss. So instead of second down or third down coming in 12, it is going to go all the way down to the 40-yard line or up the yard line of Blue Hill. First and 10 on the personal foul against St. Cecilia after the tackle.
Yeah, Zach Sturp's going to always be on that strong side of the field, so he'll be on left one play, right on the next. And this time, he was right on it, and he was all over Comacher, but a little bit of extra curricular activity going on in that play.
Shotgun, slots both ways. Comacher, the running back again. This time, our quarterback keeper, Manns, gets across the line of scrimmage and picks up maybe 2 yards. When they come back, it'll be second down and 8 yards to go. Aurora still trailing Adams Central 7-6.
in that big Class B, number one against number seven. We're number one against number seven in C2 here, with, of course, St. Cecilia number one and Blue Hill number seven in the state. Kearney Catholic, which was pummeled by St. Cecilia last week, leading St. Pat's of North Platte 14-0. Centura, St. Paul, no score. Pleasanton over Loomis, 6-0, end of one. I formation now as they break the huddle. Again, a shotgun. Manns calls out the signals. He's got wide to the right side. They give it again on the quarterback keeper across the 45 to the 46 yard. I was going to say they give it to Comacher, but that was good ball handling by Manns as he kept it himself.
Yeah, Manns is continuing to gain experience and getting confidence. He's doing a much better job of selling that fake and keeping that ball and tucking it. He just needs to make that decision just a little bit quicker, and he'll find some success getting across that line of scrimmage. Now it's third and about five to go. It's going to be a tough call right here. They're going to have to consider at least putting that ball up in the air, and you can bet St. Cecilia's ready for that.
Third down and five. Key deal here is St. Cecilia roughing after a tackle gave new life to Blue Hill on this drive. Hand up goes to Comacher, and he is stuffed right as he got the ball. At the line of scrimmage, it's going to be fourth down and five, and now St. Cecilia is beginning to stiffen on defense a little bit. Not that they've been porous before, but they haven't been standing people up like they did in that particular series.
Yeah, that time was Nathan Susi coming up big on that play, and that'll bring up another fourth down for Blue Hill.
End of punt again is Matt Thramer, 200-pound senior. Standing back inside their 25-yard lines, twin safeties. Roulette and Cody Jackson. High, nice kick. Goes out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. We'll see where they walk it up to see where the out-of-bounds was. But they're going to walk it up across the 15. They pinned him inside the 20. Nice kick there by Thramer.
Had a good spin on it. A good distance, cut that corner, prevent a return. But Bobcats have got to find a way to stop St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia just has been punching it in every time they touch the ball. And the Bobcats have got to bring an end to that real quick.
Well, St. Cecilia has the capability of changing their pace. Just when you think you got them clocked there, they throw misdirection play like swing back around or whatnot. Hamburger still at the controls, eye formation, everyone in tight, handoff. Cody Jackson stood up at the line of scrimmage that time by Blue Hill. Bring up second down and a long nine or second down 10. We'll see where they spot it, but it didn't look like he got much. Maybe the length of a football. Second down, nine.
Yeah, that Blue Hill defense just dug in on that one and brought a quick end to that play. Jackson, a very speedy runner, but he's got to pick up that block and he's got to get through.
Under center again, now going in motion, is the up man rolling to his left. His Hamburger fires downfield, and Kissinger's got it, despite the fact that the defensive back was hanging all over him.
Yeah.
Trevor Comacher had a handful of jersey.
He had
it would have been a defensive holding call no matter what. But there's a penalty way back in the backfield of St. Cecilia, so we'll see what that's all about.
And it's going to be on St. Cecilia. This one's coming back. Bobcats dodged a bullet on that one. That was a beautiful pass. That one's going to hurt.
So instead of about a 30-yard pickup, they're going to be penalized 5 yards.
Ineligible receiver.
Ineligible receiver. Downfield. So that was happening as Kissinger was streaking downfield, way upfield. Someone else was, lineman was downfield where he ought not be. Second down, 15 yards to go now. 5:13 to go in the first half. St. Cecilia 14, Blue Hill nothing. Hand off on the cross truck. Nope, option left side. Flips it out to Cody Jackson, gets some running room, and up across, I think, to about the 22-yard line.
Got another handkerchief on the ground.
They got some nice yardage back, but a penalty is way over across the field, so maybe we had some off.
I didn't hear a whistle.
Some action on the far side of the field, to the backside.
who might have had some blocking to the back. Nope, a motion penalty against St. Cecilia. And again, instead of about a 10-yard gain, they're going to walk back another 5 yards. It'll bring up second down and 20 yards to go for St. Cecilia. This drive started at about the 6-minute mark in the half. We're down to about just under 5 minutes to go after the punt by Matt Thramer pinned St. Cecilia inside their 15. They had a couple of nice pickups, and both of them nullified by minor penalties. But two minor penalties back-to-back still means 10 yards, and it's second down and 20. Hamburger under center. And the handoff goes to Kelly, and he breaks free, and the big guy rumbles all the way out to the 23-yard line. He gets almost that 20 yards back, but he will be about 4 or 5 yards shy, depending on where the mark is.
I'm thinking he got a little closer than that. That was a good run.
Tell you what, he is a load. 190 pounds. And he is another one who was a last-minute substitution. He starts usually on defense, but had to be called into service tonight. Third down and about a yard to go. Hamburger hands it off to Cody Jackson. Jackson gets the first down as he spins out close to the 30-yard line. Cody Jackson, who scored a touchdown a few minutes ago, picks up the first down this time around.
Yeah, Jackson just made a good hit, stick, spin, and got his way through it, got that first down. Just a good run. Not a lot of yards, but enough to move the train.
Brulette comes back in at one of the wingback or slot positions. He'll go out the wide out to the right side now. Kissinger wide to the left side. Ellie is the up man. Cody Jackson dots the eye. And off goes to the tailback Jackson again. And again, he stutters across the line of scrimmage and is immediately tackled there by Blue Hill. I think Michael Rourke was in on that.
Sharp as well.
Sharp also. Rourke is another late substitution. So Blue Hill lost a guy right in the middle that in a game like this, you don't want to lose your first string.
Exactly. And it's so early
tackle.
In the season, you hate to see that.
Kissinger wide to the right side. Strong side right. Ellie moves in that direction. Back to pass. Rolling to his right. Hamburger pulls it down now, and he's got some running room across the 35. First down at the 40, falls forward to about the 42-yard line. Phil Hamburger showing some good field recognition there. Saw that he had some green in front of him because his wide receivers had pulled the defense far down the field, tucked it, ran with it, got the first down.
Bobcats had good coverage and good protection in their secondary and their defensive backs, but Hamburger, with no one to throw it to, just wisely tucks it underneath his wing, and he's gone for 10.
3 minutes to go in the first half. St. Cecilia 14, Blue Hill nothing. I formation. Kissinger wide left. Hamburger on the crossbuck to the wing back. That is Faber, or rather Brulette, taking it from the left side across to the right side on that wing back reverse. And that is such a devastating change of pace when you're looking at straight ahead running or option, and then all of a sudden they come on that misdirection. He picked up good yardage, 8 yards on the play, second down and 2. And a timeout is going to be called here by Josh Porter and Blue Hill. We'll take 30, 2:28 to go until halftime. St. Cecilia 14, Blue Hill nothing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Blue Hill score, excuse me, St. Cecilia scored with about 5:16 to go in the first period on a quarterback sneak by quarterback Phil Hamburger after a 71-yard drive. And then a 3-yard Cody Jackson run capped a 78-yard drive. Having missed the conversion on the first touchdown, they scored a 2-point conversion on the second touchdown.
and now lead 14-0. Second down, short, two to go. Pitch, right side. Jackson's got the corner, stopped the first down, and he falls forward to the 45-yard line. They're going to mark it outside the 45-yard line of Blue Hill, but it'll move the chains once again for St. Cecilia.
Cody Jackson just pumping those legs up and down, going north to south, and just absolutely picking up those yards. Once he knew he had that first down, he was committed to just grabbing a couple extra more.
Ironically, this is a little bit like the Blue Hill we saw in the championship season a couple of years back. Remember Taman and Pepska?
Yeah. Oh.
We got a false start or something here. Laundry on the field before they get the playoff. And it is going to be a procedural call against St. Cecilia again. This is the third five-yarder against them in this drive. The 2 5-yarders cost them immense yardage on a 10-yard pickup on a run and a 30-yard pass completion. But in both cases, minor penalties moved them back 5 instead of the forward progress. This is a 5-yarder, and it makes it first down and 15. Ball spotted inside St. Cecilia territory at the 49. Handoff goes to Ellie, and Ellie's got rumbling room and gets all the way down the 40 to about the 36-yard line of Blue Hill, close to a first down. Just when you think you got him back there, they keep coming at you.
Absolutely. Devin Ellie just put those shoulders down, and he is straight north-south, helmet on helmet, and he is just driving forward, picking up those yards. That's a solid 13-yard carry for the young man.
McCook leading Alliance 13-12. Overton over Axtell 23-7. Aurora now righting their ship, 18-7 over Adams Central. Eye formation, actually the Maryland eye now. They give it to the tailback in that. Cody Jackson got some running room inside the 30-yard line as he's finally tackled there by Thaman and also Garrett Sharp.
Got an injured player on the field.
The injury is to Trevor Kovacher, looks like.
He's holding his shin right below his knee. Could be an ankle.
Could he just gotten kicked, too? That hurts like the Dickens as well.
Absolutely.
Minute 35 as the clock stops here. Let's take a 30-second timeout. Blue Hill trailing St. Cecilia 14-0 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Radio Kingdom is your electronics headquarters with everything from mobile audio and communications to the latest in television technology. Stop in to check out the high-def TVs from Mitsubishi, Sony, LG, and now Samsung, including flat screen and plasma TVs. At Radio Kingdom, they offer service after the sale, including delivery, setup, and disposal of your old TV. Right now, take advantage of 12 months interest-free financing. Ask for details. Located in the Cimarron Plaza just south of Walmart and open 7 days a week, Radio Kingdom, your electronics headquarters.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A couple of reminders here. If you want to share your scores from area games, if you've got this one up, another one, or just your speed dial, 308-646-0506. Tell us what the score is at the game that you were viewing. We'll get you all added up at the Platte River Preps at 10 o'clock on 98.9 FM. Handoff again out of that Maryland eye, and the handoff goes to Blake Brulette. And he has stopped after about a 3 or 4 yard gain. The clock is running inside a minute and 10 seconds to go now until halftime. And the Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up on the Breeze High School Game of the Week. We'll have stats here. Offensive stats will total in excess of 150 yards just on two drives alone for St. Cecilia. Again, the handoff to the eye back is Cody Jackson, and a nice tackle there, shooting through for Blue Hill, Blake Bunner, 230-pound junior defensive tackle. Wrapped up Jackson, a nice technique, and it's second down, and 7 yards stick to that back, third down, and 7 yards to go for St. Cecilia. 4:52, the clock stops. Blue Hill calls another timeout. We'll take 30. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Breeze with St. Cecilia leading Blue Hill 14-0. We're back after this.
Trust all your auto body shop work to RP's Body Shop in Blue Hill. RP's does the job right the first time, and they feature the new EnviroBase high-performance waterborne paint. And if it's auto glass, you need RP's is the place to see. RP's Body Shop is located a half mile east of Blue Hill. Call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to RP's Body Shop. Rock and Tracy proudly support the Blue Hill Bobcats and wish them best of luck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Yeah, and you can catch the Aurora Adams Central game on 1550 KICS, one of our chain of stations, where Adams Central jumped out to a 7-0 lead over number one in Class B Aurora, but Aurora now 18-7 over the Patriots. I formation, wives both ways, Hamburger under center. Faber in motion. Rolling to his left is Hamburger. Now he's got to tuck it and scramble, and he gets across to the 20-yard line and then some. Inside steps out at about the 10-yard line. Again, Hamburger showing some great field presence and great vision as he didn't see an open receiver. Would have been a difficult throw, rolling to his left anyhow.
He picked up a beautiful downfield block from Matt Kissinger. Just put a pop on one of the Bobcats, and that sprung Hamburger for an extra 10 yards.
35 seconds on the clock, so that becomes a bit of a factor here now. Although Adams Central, I think, has all of their timeouts. I have not seen, I don't have a recollection of them taking one yet. Cody Jackson is the tailback. Ellie is the up man. Hamburger keeps it himself across the right side, falls forward into the end zone. Touchdown for St. Cecilia, and the score goes to 20-0 with 29 until halftime.
That's a 9-yard run for Hamburger, his second touchdown of the day. And it all was sold on the fake pitch.
I tell you what, Ostrander must have been something if he beat out Hamburger for the starter, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Nice to have a couple of big threats like that.
This time they'll try the single conversion. Kissinger is the kicker. Jackson the holder. The kick is up. It's long enough, and it is good enough. And it is 21-0. St. Cecilia is leading Blue Hill, the number one team in C2, over the number seven team in C2, 21-0. On the High School Game of the Week, you're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web. We're back
all
in
day,
a half-
every day. It's Benici Brothers' large 16-inch single-topping pizzas, now at their new low price of only $8 each. That's right, only $8 for a large 16-inch single-topping pizza of your choice. Dine in or carry out. Call ahead, and Benici Brothers will have your order ready in the Amfried North Burlington Express Food Court. 461-0386. 461-0386. Take advantage of the low price pizza deal going on now and check out Benici's other daily specials. Benici Brothers, come join the family.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, that was another long drive. They started at the 15-yard line, their own 15. And actually, as far as the amount of turf they had to retake, that was about a 105-yard drive, but it was 85 officially. Ending in a touchdown, 8-yard run by Phil Hamburger, showing both passing and running skills and a myriad of offensive weapons for the number one Blue Hawks. 40-yard line, they spot the ball. Kissinger gives it a ride. Kruger's got it inside his five. Comes to the right side. Cuts it up across the 10, 15 to the 20-yard line. And he's going to be nailed just shy of the 20 at about the 18. Now the lights are on and dusk has pretty much overtaken the field. And with 24 seconds to go, there's not a whole bunch that Blue Hill can do here, probably. You know, you could say, well, throw it downfield, but why do something stupid,
right,
in terms of risking a turnover here? This time, there's man for the first time tonight, and I think he's just going to take a knee, and that's exactly what's right. going to happen. St. Cecilia is going to let him, and they're all going to let the clock run out. So the Allens of Hastings halftime report is coming up next. We'll stand at 21-0 at the intermission here from Blue Hill. Number one against number seven, St. Cecilia number one, 21, Blue Hill number seven in the rankings, nothing.
We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with the halftime report brought to you by Allen's, your You Get More Superstore on 2nd Avenue in Hastings, right after these words.
Livingston Butler Ball and Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vollen when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to prearranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Halftime at The Breeze, 94.5 FM, where we stand at 21-0 St. Cecilia lead over the Blue Hill Bobcats. Some other scores to catch you up on. Kearney Catholic leading North Platte St. Joe's. They've tied it up now. 14-all, Kearney Catholic, which was throttled by St. Cecilia last week, 42-0. Now is tied by St. Pat's of North Platte, 14-all late in the second quarter. It is Holdridge over Hastings High by a score of 7-0. You can hear that on KHAS 1230 AM with Mike Will and the call on that. Axtell is trailing Overton 23-7 at the half. Kearney High, 14. Grand Island, 7. Ord over Ravenna, 13-3. Adams Central is now trailing Aurora in another 1-7 battle, this time in Class B down the road. Aurora coming in number one, trailed Adams Central 7-0, and then came back, scored 18 unanswered points. And at the mid-second quarter mark, we're leading by an 18-7 margin. It's 21-0 right now. Blue Hill is trailing St. Cecilia. We're going to take a one-minute timeout on KLIQ Hastings, Blue Hill, and we'll be back in 1 minute with more on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Windows. The Easy Tilt Package is an easy-to-install solution that's less expensive than replacing the whole window. Marvin Truckload Sale going on now at Century Lumber in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has been providing state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit gtmc.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Again, Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. Your You Get More Superstore on 2nd Avenue in Hastings. Hastings St. Cecilia leading this one, 21-0 at the half. Find out individually how it got that way with Rob.
Well, we were just talking earlier, Craig, about how every time St. Cecilia touched the ball, they scored it. They managed to get it in, and they did so on the play calling of Phil Hamburger, the substitute quarterback, if you will, for St. Cecilia. Carried the ball 6 times, 45 yards, 2 touchdowns for Phil Hamburger on the first half. Cody Jackson, the I back, comes in with 11 carries, 54 yards, so he's quietly racking up some big numbers as well, but you really have to be impressed with Devin Ellie of the Blue Hawks. He has carried the ball about 8 times, 98 yards. He is just putting his shoulders down and getting north and south. He has done a phenomenal job for St. Cecilia. They keep shooting themselves in the foot, getting those penalties, but they all rely on Devin Ellie to make those yards up and get it across to push the chains a little bit. St. Cecilia has gone to the air, but 4 times, 2 for 4.
is Hamburger via the air. Both receptions going to Kissinger, who's picked up 41 yards via the air. For Blue Hill, you know, they're putting together some decent numbers at least, but, you know, they're relying on Kyle Manns, the quarterback, has 11 carries, 28 yards, and then Jared Kruger has carried 9 times, 32 yards. They have to go to the air. That's something that we saw last week also. Blue Hill reluctant to go to the air. Kyle Manns still developing that touch, still developing those reads to pass, and so they'll probably use that as a last resort or try to work it out later on as the game progresses. But hats off to St. Cecilia defense now. 6 quarters without allowing a score, and they're doing it against a pretty top-rated team in the Bobcats.
Well, Bobcats certainly have a heritage in C2 as being one of the go-to teams, which is why we were looking forward to this ball game tonight. And both teams had some unfortunate turns of events in week one. Both came out of week one with second-string quarterbacks starting in week two, as well as week one victories. But it's a tough deal for high school kids when they lose a season, especially if it's a senior season, and we feel bad for that. This is a halftime report brought to you by Allens of Hastings on the Breeze 94.5 FM. The other games on your Platte River radio chain of stations tonight: Classic Hits 98.9 has that Overton Axtell game. KHAS has Hastings at Holdridge. We've got Kearney Catholic and North Platte St. Pat's on 1460 KXPN, and on 1550 KICS at 1-7 Class B battle. Adams Central trailing 18-7, close to halftime on that one. And number 1-7, about that same way here with St. Cecilia 21 and the Blue Hill Bobcats nothing. We've got a golf tournament coming up a week from tomorrow we'd like to remind you about and to invite you to. It's going to benefit the Make-A-Wish Foundation. If you're a golfer, you haven't heard about it, it'll be at the Indian Head. One of the holes on a hole-in-one will be worth $10,000. Another hole-in-one is worth a set of Callaway drivers. Another hole-in-one is worth a Sharp big-screen TV. Another one is worth plane tickets to anywhere in the U.S.
There you go.
So we've got four holes-in-one contests. We're going to have a long putt contest, 60-foot putt for $10,000. The top teams in 3 flights are going to get $150 a man or person. And it's all going to benefit Make-A-Wish. The net proceeds go to Make-A-Wish, and we wish that you would be part of it. You can call Indian Head in Grand Island and make reservations by phone. You don't have to pay till the day of the tournament, or you can show up. We're hoping that we have the full complement of golfers before that morning, but if you're listening in and this is the first time you've heard about it, call Indian Head or go to our website, kliqfm.com. It'll say Make-A-Wish golf tournament. You click on that for all the who, what, why, where, and how.
I was just going to say, what a great opportunity and for such a great call.
Oh, I tell you what, yeah.
Have fun, and you'll finish before the Huskers start.
You will. And we've got some nice prizes lined up for you, too. We've got some nice prizes, not just for winning stuff, but just for showing up. And you got to show up to find out what those are, but we're going to try and make it as nice for the golfing participants as we can so that you want to come back in future years. But that is next Saturday morning. What time is it? Well, we're going to shotgun start at 8:30, so you got to be there plenty of time if you haven't signed up in advance. But call Indian Head and make your spot for either your team or yourself. If you know, they'll flight you with other members or players if you don't have a team. But if you got a team, call up and make those reservations. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more on the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report right after this on the Breeze 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, growing, and now almost 10 years old. A decade ago, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 40 employees, and have grown to become the largest community bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, attractive rates, new banking technology, and supporting many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to our second decade. Member FDIC.
The hunt is over. Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home invites you to experience a rare breed of carpet, Degressa. The stronger, silkier carpet with deeper color and better wear than other carpets. Now, during the month of September, you will enjoy great savings on Degressa Carpet, available exclusively at Jacoby Carpet One. Great colors and textures and great silky feeling underfoot. With 1 year interest-free financing, you'll want to do the whole house. Stop your hunt for great carpet and buy Degressa. Available only at Jacoby Carpet One Floor and Home, downtown Hastings and downtown Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Halftime report, Allen's in Hastings. The Blue Hill Bobcats trailing number one. Hastings St. Cecilia 21-0. Two touchdowns by quarterback Bill Hamburger. One on a quarterback sneak, one on an 8-yard keeper. The third touchdown scored on a 3-yard run by I-back Cody Jackson. And at the half, it is 21-0. Three touchdowns, 1 2-point conversion, 1 single-point conversion, and that's how we got to where we are. Blue Hill didn't turn the ball over at all.
No.
They had to punt it away each time. And in each touchdown drive for St. Cecilia, they were drives of 71, 78, and 85 yards.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go. There's where your yardage added up. So that's where we are here at halftime, 21-0. We have the Platte River Preps postgame reports coming up, the scoreboard show at 10 o'clock, depending on when the KKPR game between Overton and Axtell gets done. They'll play you some ends of some of the other games we're carrying along the Platte River radio chain of stations tonight. But then at 10 o'clock, Josh Jeldon will anchor the Platte River Preps scoreboard show. Bob Jansen from Huskerland Preps is always a guest. We'll have wrap-ups from the five games that we're covering and scores from all across Nebraska.
You guys really do a great job. You know that? They really do.
You know who else does a great job?
Who else does a great job?
Sean Callahan. He's pretty handy when it comes to knowing Husker football.
Oh, he knows the ins and outs.
Yeah, and he's going to be in Hastings on Wednesday for the third. Can't believe that. It's already the third Big Red Lunch of the season.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So this time our traveling smorgasbord goes to Hastings Keno. And stop by. The Doug and Daddy Show from ESPN will start at 11 o'clock. It'll be in the game room at Hastings Keno, so it'll be out the side, so it'll be a great venue for it. And what will happen is Sean then will take the microphone at about noon, so you can come by and harass Doug and Daddy. We actually recommend that. And then at noon, Callahan will take the microphone and talk a little bit about the first two games of the season. We'll talk a little quarterback, we'll talk a little linebacker, talk a little running back, and you get to ask all sorts of questions. Well, some prizes there and things like that, of course, for drawings. But Hastings Keno is also doing brown bag lunches. So for $7, brown bag lunch plus beverage, all included, and then a great time with Sean Callahan. We do know it's your lunch hours, so if you get there at noon, you will be done before 1 o'clock.
Absolutely. You want to do something fun with Sean Callahan. Don't tell him I said this, but Sean Callahan is literally like a walking encyclopedia for the Huskers. You can ask him who started years ago. Pick a year. Just pick a year. Ask him who started left tackle. That guy goes back like an encyclopedia. I do not know how he can recall that, but he is fun. You can't. You'll have a hard time stumping him. I mean, I've seen him where he's got to stop and think about it or look something up. But he's a sharp guy. He knows his Huskers.
Well, you know where you can stump him? Ask him his new wife's birthday.
Oh, absolutely.
Because a week ago, I think her birthday was a week ago, Tuesday, and he came to the first Big Red Lunch. Now, he hadn't really forgotten it, but he had to postpone taking her out because they had the Bo Pelini press conference and whatnot going into that first game. And so anyhow, you get married, reality hits, right?
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about.
Got to get your priorities straight.
Okay. Hey, let's take another time out here because we're about ready to have St. Cecilia receive the ball here in the third quarter as Blue Hill will kick off. And the Allens of Hastings halftime report is, of course, brought to you by Allens of Hastings, your You Get More Superstore on 2nd Avenue. We're back in 1 minute. on the Breeze.
New Beginnings Preschool.
And KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Great coffee at Mountain Mud Espresso, serving their own secret blend of roasted beans, roasted over an oak wood fire. Mountain Mud takes pride in making each drink perfectly for you. Hot and cold espresso, chai and flavored teas, frozen flavored drinks such as strawberries and cream or cookies and cream, classic hot chocolates and more, using only top-of-the-line ingredients. Find Mountain Mud Espresso inside Amp Ride on Highway 6 in Baltimore and Amp Ride Burlington Express at 14th and Burlington. Mountain Mud Espresso, great coffee.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4 and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Jackson Sports
The Breeze, 94.5.
Beautiful night for football.
It is just gorgeous. We have been so fortunate, actually, the past couple of seasons. It is until the playoffs you get that dicey weather, but I don't think we didn't have a bad regular season game night all last year, and so far we're 2-0 as we approach the second half of the second of at least our season. I know this is like the third official week of play for the high school association. A's and B's are in their third week, and some select smaller schools are in their third week. But this is week number two for St. Cecilia, week number two for Blue Hill. College football coming up tomorrow. Northwestern is at Hastings. Mike Will has your pregame at 12:15. Kickoff at 1 o'clock. You can catch that on the World Wide Web at hastingslink.com or do it the old-fashioned way, turn into 12:30 a.m. KHAS. And then, of course,
that's a fantastic game. Those are two ranked teams going at each other. Number 13 versus, I think, Northwestern's 23 or 24, something like that.
College football elsewhere. At Memorial Stadium.
There's a rumor of this game.
Idaho's Vandals, featuring a former North Platte quarterback who is rated very highly by NFL scouts, facing the Cornhuskers pregame. Are you ready for this? 6:30 tomorrow morning, 11:38 is the kickoff.
I got my alarm set.
We do know the quarterback for both sides.
Enderley
will be starting. He's a North Platte native. And then, of course, new phenom, Taylor Martinez, gets his start. Blue Hill next week will take on Thayer Central. They lost their opener. St. Cecilia next week will take on Wood River. They won their first. It actually sounds like Wood River's coming back.
That'll be nice. That'll be nice to see. Wood River, I forgot their coach's name, but just a super guy. Does a great job with his kids.
He's one of the twins.
Yeah.
With the
City.
Central City
yeah.
coach, that's right. And I think, isn't Central City and Wood River playing tonight?
No, they played last week, didn't they?
Oh, that's right. No. What am I thinking? What am I thinking here? I thought.
See, that's what takes us out of the Sean Callahan category.
Yeah, hang on. Well, what am I thinking? Where's my stuff?
I have a hard time remembering yesterday.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we are going to do now. Promise, we've got the kickoff coming up. Blue Hill is kicking to Hastings St. Cecilia. The lights have taken over. And so,
field is beautiful.
With a clear sky and a beautiful night for football, the colors are vivid. The score is 21-0, so the job for Blue Hill is vivid as well. Stop St. Cecilia, try and get something on the board. Framer gives it a ride. It's a squib kick inside the 35-yard line, and he's fallen on by one of the up men there. I think that's Bryce Faber, part of the good hands team there inside the 35-yard line. So this is actually the shortest starting position that St. Cecilia has had all night long.
Yeah, absolutely. And this Blue Hill Bobcat defense has got to dig in. It would be a huge way to start the second half for them to get a stop here and turn this ball around.
They've had a couple of nice sticks. It's not like they've laid down, but it's just the the multiple offense that they've had to overcome. In motion is Cody Jackson for the first time tonight. They flip it over to him in the flat. He's in space, and he's got some running room and gets it out to about the 40-yard line. He'll be close to a first. No, he'll be close to the 40-yard line, which will make a second down and five. Second down and 5 yards to go on a nice catch and run by Cody Jackson, who went in motion for the first time tonight to receive a pass. Otherwise, the pass has pretty much been intended by for Kissinger, Matt Kissinger, who stretched out and caught a beauty in the first half. Under center, Ellie is the lone running back. Now they flip it out to Kissinger on the right side. He's got it, and he's got some running room inside the 40-35-yard line. Kissinger streaks down the sideline, and he's finally knocked out of bounds by Shane Thaman over on the far side for the Bobcats. Boy, I tell you what, he squared his shoulders and took off down that sideline.
You bet. That's a 30-yard pass is how it's going to go in the book, but that was all Kissinger. He took that ball right on the line of scrimmage and just zipped his way down.
There's another Bobcat down on the far side of the field as St. Cecilia takes a knee at midfield to look things over. We've got an official's timeout. We'll take 30 here. Your score, St. Cecilia early in the second half leading Blue Hill 21-0 on the Breeze 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the internet.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Gary Kruger for Blue Hill was shaken up on that play. He's walking off under his own power.
I'm betting it's a cramp or something. They immediately gave him some water, and he's running now to the sideline. So I'm betting just a little bit winded and a little bit of a cramping set in.
Temperature was 84 degrees at kickoff, and that's comfortable for us. But if you're wearing about 15 pounds of equipment, you can lose a lot of body fluids. Under center is Hamburger. He's got a wing back who will take it on the reverse to the right side, and he's got some running room down inside the 10-yard line. Blake Brulette goes all the way down into the end zone. Touchdown, St. Cecilia. That will be a run of 33. About 30 yards.
33 yards. Wow.
33-yard touchdown run. Brulette.
Nice run around.
Out of this direction, play off the wing back. And he capped a drive that actually was unlike any of the others. This was two quick strikes. One, a long pass completion to Kissinger. That one, the wing back reverse. And he took it into the end zone. Kissinger will try the extra point with a 27-0 score. The hold is good. The kick is up. It is long enough. I believe it is good. And it's 28-0. Blue Hill trailing St. Cecilia of Hastings 28-0. 11:03 to go in the third quarter on the high school game of the week. The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Early in the third quarter, it's now 28-0 in favor of number one, St. Cecilia, number one in the state in C2. Blue Hill, no slackers coming in, number seven, but have not cracked the code on how to stop St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia has not punted the ball tonight.
No, they scored every time they touched it.
Kickoff is fielded by Thaman inside his five. And again, nice run back as he spins and gets close to the 20-yard line and falls forward, I think, to about the 21-yard line. that drive started in the opening of the third. He scored, so it was about a four-minute drive, which is a short drive because of the two long completions. But the drive started at about the 31-yard, I believe, of St. Cecilia. So that was a mini drive. That was only 69 yards.
More half of it.
Man in motion is Court. Shotgun, option, right side. Kruger tripped up in the backfield. It'll bring up second down and probably 10. I don't think he got much there. Might have lost a little bit.
Yeah.
He lost about a yard. It'll be second down and 11 yards to go for the Bobcats, who have yet to put the ball in the air.
You know, and that's just Kyle Manzi. When he's turning and he's making an option, he's absolutely freezing, and that just does not sell it for the Blue Hawk defense.
In their first possession, you may recall, that option was what stalled the drive. It was very, very slow developing.
Yep.
Again, Court in motion, shotgun formation, Manns with the snap, takes the handoff, goes option to the left side, and he'll be tackled in the backfield. That time, Joe Wallmeyer, who doesn't get all of the mention that number 74, Zach Sterup, does, but he's had some nice plays, some really brisk, clean tackles there for Wallmeyer. And with third down coming, it'll be 15 yards to go for Blue Hill, down by 28 points. Kearney Catholic 16, St. Pat's 14 at the half. Silver Lake leading Franklin 22-0. Holdridge 14, Hastings High nothing, early third. Shotgun, man, penalty marker down. Too much time. And so Blue Hill will walk back five more yards. It'll be third down and 20.
Well, that's exactly what you do not want to see if you're Coach Porter. That is just those are the hard ones to take. It's bad enough that you're not able to make the plays that you want to make the play, but when you start shooting yourself in the foot and moving the ball in the wrong direction, you're not making a lot of coaches happy, and you're certainly making your next week's practices a little longer.
They break the huddle deep in their own territory at the 10-yard line, third down and 20. Man with three men in the backfield with him. Now he's back to pass for the first time. Fires long, he's got Kunkey, and it is almost a completion. It's knocked out of his hands by Blake Brulette. Nice defensive call there, but I tell you what, it was slow, and it could have gone either way. Could have been an interception for that matter.
Could have been. Kunkey had a couple of occasions to try to catch that thing and actually bring it in. One of them, when he was on the ground, and I think he was kind of kicking himself for not being able to get it. But I tell you, Brulette made a good play on that, good closing speed. Brulette gave up a little bit in height and still made up for it.
Got just a little bit more air under that ball than maybe he wanted to, but I think he just flung it with all his might. Framer in his end zone, going to do the kicking. Good snap, high kick, nice kick by Framer. It bounces inside the 50, then takes a St. C bounce and stalls right at about the 48-yard line. Downing the ball for Blue Hill.
They're going to kick this one again.
Josh Norris, the penalty marker is down. Is that right?
Yeah. They may not kick it again. They may not. They may take the yardage on it. We'll see.
Well, if against St. Cecilia, I don't think that Blue Hill is going to bark at that play. They're not going to take it. It is against Blue Hill.
Yeah, it is.
And Sarap is out there looking at the bench to say, do we take it, coach, or do we make him kick it, or do we just accept the field position, which is still pretty good, 48-yard line.
They're going to kick it again.
Wow.
It was a good kick. You know, I can imagine they'd like to do it again. They didn't get a chance for a return on that.
Well,
they'll have great field.
Now they know where he can kick it. Question is, do they change up on special teams and try to go for the block?
And that's a possibility. The problem was the guy that is on the chain gang moved after the kick. And that's a no-no. So now they got to find out where that spot was.
Problem here for Blue Hill tonight on offense: punt, 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 punt.
They see they haven't marked off the yardage yet, so this is going to be inside the 10.
This is Blue Hill's first possession of the second half. St. Cecilia, having won the toss earlier, deferred to the second half and accepted the ball. Opening the second half, went in to score with a 68-yard drive. Now, Tramer is deep in his end zone.
twin safeties are at the 40-yard line of Blue Hill. Good snap. Again, a great kick by Framer. Doesn't turn over, though, and at the 45-yard line, Saber brings it back the other way, and he's got some good field position inside the 25-yard line. Excuse me, Blake Brulette on that. Brulette cleanly fielded it, turned it upfield, and got it back inside the 20-yard line. So St. Cecilia is in for the kill shot on this one.
Absolutely. They start out the drive in the red zone. And that's always a positive thing. That's going to look good for St. Cecilia watching the films tomorrow.
So it'll be first and 10 at the 20-yard line of Blue Hill. 9:05 on the third period clock. Kissinger wide to the left. I formation. Faber goes in motion left to right. Hamburger will keep it, and he spins his way for a nice gain on first down. I think he got 5 or 6 yards when all is said and done.
Yeah, just trying to work it around the right side, get some better field position out of it.
Penalty marker is down. You see that catch? I just about lost my clipboard on somebody's head.
I thought you were going.
You're welcome.
You were going after it. I was going to pull you back in by the ankle.
I don't know what the liability issues are on that. Fan knocked unconscious by play-by-play guy's clipboard. Second down, about 4 yard gain there, 6 yards to go. And there's that wing back reverse, and that time Blue Hill sifted out. Mans was in there, and also in on the tackle, Michael Rourke, who was another late starter for Blue Hill. And so they actually lose the yardage gained on the first down, and it's third down and 10. So Blue Hill is stiffening here on their biggest challenge of the night in terms of starting position for a St. Cecilia drive. They split Cody Jackson wide to the right. Ellie is the lone setback, wingman to the left side, and the handoff goes straight ahead to the big fullback. And he'll be close to a first down as they hang on for life.
Very important for a moral victory for the Bobcats to stop this drive, to dig in on the defense and make a stand here and show, you know, they're deserving of that number 7 rank.
Joel Graffel was the tentative starting fullback for tonight. He started last week. He's a 175-pounder, but for Blue Hill, it didn't get any better when the backup, a 190-pounder by the name of Derek Ellie, came in, and he has just run like a bowling ball tonight. He's the up man in the Maryland eye. Dotting the eye is Cody Jackson. He gets the call, keeps digging inside the 5-yard line, and it'll be first and goal to goal for St. Cecilia at the 2-yard line of the Blue Hill Bobcats. Jackson, they're moving around a lot. He's been at wide out. He's been at tailback. He's dotted the Maryland eye as the third man deep on that. And 7 minutes to go in the third period as the clock continues to run. First and goal to go. 28-0, St. Cecilia trying to add on to it. I formation. Cody Jackson with the key, the keeper, and he goes in on the dive. Cody Jackson gets his second touchdown. The first was on a 3-yard run in the first half. And that time a 2-yard run.
Yeah, I tell you, Cody Jackson's done such a good job of turning his shoulders and getting across that line of scrimmage, 6-yard run for a touchdown. His first of the night. Second of the night.
Kissinger is the kicker. They'll try for the one. 34-0. Good snap. And the kick is a driver, and it goes through anyhow. It was a low driving kick, but it went through for the PAT, and it is now 35-0 with 6:45 to go in the third. Number one, St. Cecilia has done nothing in the past 2 weeks to deny that ranking. They haven't put the extra point up yet. It was good, wasn't it?
It was good.
35-0, 6:45 to go. We'll take a half-minute timeout. Back with the kickoff from St. Cecilia to the Bobcats, who are trailing by 35 points. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop, wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Did not see this coming. 35-0 is your score. St. Cecilia has the lead and the kickoff. Drive and kick with Stamen back at his goal line. Steps into the end zone, and that'll be an automatic touchback. Bobcats got to get something going offensively. Very frustrating to be such a solid team as Blue Hill and then be stifled and unable, you know, to they've put some yards together. They just haven't been able to put the drive together and finish it off. I think they've only been in St. Cecilia territory once, maybe twice. Maybe once. They spread the field out with trips wide to the left side. Mann's shotgun. Works the keeper to the left side. Now he pitches it downfield, and it is complete to Thaman. Nice pitch catch there. Shane Thaman gets the first down and steps out of bounds, and that'll move the chains for Blue Hill. Nice 10-yard reception. First completion for Kyle Mann. First and 10, ball spotted at the 30. Again, Mann's in the shotgun. This time hands off to the lone setback with him. That's Kruger, who was shaken up earlier, and he gets a nice gain out to about the 35-yard line.
And he's a little slow to get up again. This is definitely cramping this time.
We can see one of his teammates trying to stretch him out. He was on defense when Kissinger had that long reception and, long run after a short reception.
Right.
And he was chasing him down, knocked him out of bounds, but came down with some cramps at that point. Let's take a 30 here. 35-0, 5.5 to go in the third on the Breeze, 94.5 FM in St. Cecilia with the lead on 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Windows. The Easy Tilt Package is an easy-to-install solution that's less expensive than replacing the whole window. Marvin Truckload Sale going on now at Century Lumber in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has been providing state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit gtmc.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, still trying to straighten out a Charlie horse in the leg of Jared Kruger. Give you a little bit of time here again to reinforce a number that we hope you put in your speed dial. It's our scoreline number, and, you know, you're listening to this game tonight, and obviously you're either in the stands here or tuned in here and maybe at another football game. If you are, here's the number I'd like you to know. It is 308-646-0506. It's our scoreline, and it helps us keep everybody informed on what's going on across the region and, indeed, across the states. If you're, you know, way away on a game that isn't even in the area, we'd still love to hear from you. 308-646-0506. Put it in the speed dial, if you would, and leave the score and the time that, you know, it is. If it's whatever the score is, and tell us, you know, the time and the period. And we appreciate it. It'll all tally up in Platte River Preps at 98.9 FM beginning at 10 o'clock tonight. We'll have recaps from all five of the games here on your Platte River radio chain of stations, as well as Bob Jansen from Huskerland Preps. Bob could be here tonight. I suspect he's at Aurora's game against Adams Central.
He may have started here, though. I didn't see him.
It's not like him not to.
He does a lot of driving and listening as well as talking. Shotgun formation now as Kruger is off the field. Second down, 6 yards to go. They pitch it right across the middle, incomplete. It is intended, I believe, for Court.
I think Stewart may have got a hand on that ball also. Garrett Williams, I think, was intended on it right up the middle, but nothing doing.
Third down coming with about 7 yards to go now. Get you some more scores, speaking of that. Got Holdridge leading Hastings 21-3. Aurora still 18-7 over Adams Central. Shotgun formation, trips wide to the right, rolling to his right, and getting it to Court on the completion, and enough for a first down, I think, is Mann's the quarterback.
Yeah.
So now they've opened it up a little bit, and they might as well exercise the passing game and just see, you know, if not for this game, for future reference, how that's going. And really, the short passing game right now is going pretty well.
Yeah, exactly.
Against still a stout defense.
Yeah. Court was a little upset with himself because he thought he could get that corner, but he just couldn't make that corner in time.
But he got the first down.
But he got the first down, and that's the most important thing. Keep the chains moving. Keep this drive alive.
Grill drive started back at the 20 of Blue Hill. They're approaching midfield. Mans has trips wide right, hands it off straight up the middle. Komacher, the quarter, the running back this time, and he'll get about two or three as they change it up and go straight up the gut. 3:50 remaining in the third. Blue Hill would like to cue clock for a couple of reasons, as counterintuitive as this may be, but you're keeping it away from St. Cecilia.
Right.
I think the chances of scoring 35 here in the last 18 minutes of the ball game are not realistic.
It can be done, but a lot would have to happen.
Yeah, a lot would have to happen. Trips wide to the left side this time as Mann's in the shotgun, rolls to his left, fires into the flat. He's got a man. It's Kruger, and Kruger is immediately hit as he caught the ball. But it is a pickup of another 4 or 5 yards, and it'll bring up third down and about 3 yards to go.
Good stick by Blake Roulette to keep that from going any further. Nice pickup, though.
They didn't spot it quite as far as I thought. It'll be third down and 4 yards to go. But a nice short passing game beginning to develop here for Blue Hill. And as I was completing the thought, if you've got the ball, the other guys who've been scoring all those points don't.
Right.
And it keeps it a little more respectable from their standpoint.
Just need that moral victory.
Mans back to pass, straight back. Now pulls it down, runs to his left. He's close to a first down, got the first down, and down to about the 45-yard line of St. Cecilia. So this, with 35-0 the score, maybe they've loosened up a little bit and said, hey, let's just play some football.
Yeah.
And they're playing some football.
Yeah, exactly. St. Cecilia has not yet put in the second string yet. Timeout on the field now.
So we'll take a 30 here. Your score, with 2:12 to go in the third period, is Hastings St. Cecilia, ranked number one in Class C2 against Blue Hill, ranked number seven. St. Cecilia, 35-0 lead. Blue Hill is on the drive, and we're back in 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Now's the time to insure your fall-seeded crops. Contact Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, before September 30th to protect your crops against low yields and fluctuating prices. Marty can help you determine the right crop insurance products for your farm or ranch. Contact Marty DeMuth in Hastings by September 30th to protect your bottom line with the power of AgMax. AgMax Crop Insurance, underwritten by Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right. When Blue Hill comes back to the line of scrimmage, they'll have that first down, or they will have a first down and 10 to look at. With field position inside St. Cecilia territory, for I think only the second time tonight, as far as the drive is concerned. Shotgun formation, looking downfield. His man being chased. He's going to get pulled down way back at the 45-yard line of Blue Hill. And that, losing a helmet in the effort, was Stirrup.
Yeah, that was a... That's not Stirrup, is it? start with N on it.
No, that was Ryan Sheehy. I'm sorry.
Sheehy, yeah.
Ryan Sheehy, who is a
pretty big guy himself.
Well, he's 235 and a senior.
Yeah. Moved very well, Jason.
But there was good penetration by the whole right side of that defensive line across the field.
Right.
And it brings up second down and better than 20 yards to go now for Blue Hill, way back at the 44-yard line. Comature on the draw. Falls forward to about the line of scrimmage, but a penalty flag comes in, and it's from the holding area, so we'll see.
Face mask? Did I see? I saw a hand reach.
I don't know.
Let's see. Not Mitchell.
No, personal. Well, yeah.
Oh, hands to the face.
Hands to the face. So that is the second personal foul against Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. The first one was a major 15-yarder, and it kept the Blue Hill drive alive. And I think that's the first time they got into St. Cecilia territory in the first half.
Yeah.
So here's another one. And we'll see how much they mark it. I don't know, is there a major and minor on hands to the face? Or is that always a 15? This one's a 15 no matter what.
15, yeah.
And so that's good, but it's not an automatic
first
down.
Yeah, they don't give the first down, that's right.
And at the 40-yard where the ball ends up. So it's going to be at the 40, a second down. Instead of second down and 22, it's going to be second down and about 5.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a big difference.
You know, if they didn't have the talent they have, some of these penalties would really hurt St. Cecilia tonight. Shotgun
right.
Formation. Manns rolls left, looks downfield, has a notion to keep it, does, gets the first down, and he's got it inside.
Heads up play.
The 35-yard line.
Sharp play for Manns. He looked down, his receivers were covered, had a little bit of a seam, and just split right through it. And got that first down.
Joe Wallmeyer comes back in on defense. He had been substituted for by Jackson Siminski. And so Wallmeyer, who's had a good ball game tonight, is back in to try to stunt this Blue Hill drive. First down and 10 to go at the 35. Hand off Comature. He tries to cut back and could have had some running room, but he was tripped up there. Good defensive play by Nathan Susi. And it'll bring up a second down. And let's see where they're going to spot the ball. Second down and 9 yards to go.
Tough run for the Bobcats. They've got to get this thing going. I think they're going to call timeout again.
Well, they're walking to the sideline.
They're walking the clock off. We're going to be ending the third quarter.
All right, that is it. At the end of three, 35-0, St. Cecilia leading Blue Hill. In this battle of number ones against number seven, number one is prevailing by that margin right now on the High School Game of the Week. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ Hastings, KLIQFM.com on the Internet.
Radio Kingdom is your electronics headquarters with everything from mobile audio and communications to the latest in television technology. Stop in to check out the high-def TVs from Mitsubishi, Sony, LG, and now Samsung, including flat screen and plasma TVs. At Radio Kingdom, they offer service after the sale, including delivery, setup, and disposal of your old TV. Right now, take advantage of 12 months interest-free financing. Ask for details. Located in the Cimarron Plaza just south of Walmart and open 7 days a week, Radio Kingdom, your electronics headquarters.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Got you a few more scores here. North Platte St. Pat's leading Kearney Catholic now 22-16. That's in the third. Kearney High 27, Grand Island 21 in the third. Medicine Valley leads Elwood 40-0 in the third. We're at 35-0 at the end of three. And now Blue Hill has a second down and 9 yards to go as we enter the fourth quarter. Shotgun trips wide right. Mann's looking for one of them. Fires downfield. He's got Krumke open and it's picked off. Picked off by Kissinger. No, not Kissinger. Let me try that again. Phil Hamburger, playing the safety. And he jumped up in front of Krumke and pulled down the first INT. And that's the first Blue Hill drive ending on an interception or turnover.
That's the first turnover in the ballgame.
Yeah, and it's the first time Blue Hill has ended a, not that I'm saying this is a good thing, but the first time Blue Hill has ended a drive on anything other than a punt. An INT by Phil Hamburger, who also now, unless they are substituting, will stay in the ball game and continue to quarterback the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Can you see? Yes, he is still in there. He's got the I formation. He's got Kissinger wide to the right side. And the handoff goes to the tailback, Cody Jackson. And
flag comes
to about that interception, by the way. Put the ball way back at about the 5-yard line. Jackson got it up to the 10 on that.
A little face mask on Blue Hill as Jackson came passing by. He saw that hand come up, and Jackson's head snapped to the side, and the referees were all over that. So that's going to add some yards to the run.
Brings him out of the dark end of the field. That is kind of a dark end on the field. Now, now they get back up to the between the 20s, which is a little better daylight or nightlight. First down after that run and personal foul, first personal foul on Blue Hill tonight. I formation, Ellie the up man has got the ball, and he's got yardage, and he gets all the way up to the 42-yard line before Thaman, Shane Thaman hung on, and Kruger was up there with the tackle as well. Well, I tell you what, that's a gut check.
Yeah.
Putting your shoulder down and attacking that young man, Derek Ellie, 190 pounds of fullback. First and 10. St. Cecilia got the ball at the 5. High formation, and I think too much time.
Jump on the far side, okay. The left end. Left receiver over there made a quick little jump.
An interception by Phil Hamburger, who has had a great night as the quarterback. Not only in the vision that he's shown in play action, but simply in the execution of an offense that can go misdirection, can go pass, can go run. He's handled it. He's under center. Kissinger wide to the right side, and it's the option left side. He's going to keep it this time, and then he finally pitches it to the tailback, and Cody Jackson breaks free and gets another 5 yards, 10 yards from the line of scrimmage, and makes it now coming up second down and 5.
Good run by that Blue Hawk offense. I tell you, they have just got a lot of weapons and a lot of tricks up their sleeves. A lot of weapons in that arsenal.
That was just a nice option. It looked, for all intents and purposes, like Hamburger was going to get taken down, and he quick pitched at the last second on the far side of the field, and Jackson did the rest. Now it's Ellie, and he rumbles up the middle, gets the first down, and then some more. They're gouging out the yardage now down to the 41-yard line. Up Blue Hill, the clock running at 8:55. They're going to stop it to move the chains here momentarily. And now another timeout's going to be taken by Blue Hill. That'll exhaust their timeouts for this ball game, correct? So let's take a 30 here. It's 35-0 with 8:52 in this ball game. St. Cecilia in command, in possession, and in number one. We'll be right back.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You know, there are some seasons when Blue Hill has not had a margin collectively of losses of 35 points.
Right.
This isn't the youth. They don't like this, and they're not used to it, but St. Cecilia is that good. Hamburger keeps it now. He goes to his right on the keeper. He's got running room down inside the 20-yard line. At about the 19, he'll be shoved out of bounds. And pursuing there again was Shane Thaman, who's got to be getting tired right now. Garrett Sharp was also over there. Now, try that again. Garrett Williams was also over there on the tackle. Donathan Trumbull is leading Wood River 20-6 at the end of three. Overton over Axtell 44-7 early fourth. We're 35-0. Coming down 8 minutes to go in this one. Quick post-game report coming up, then back to music. We invite you to go to 98.9 FM for more scores. Flat River Prep's scoreboard show. Crossbuck handoff, big fullback. Ellie takes it, I believe, into the end zone. Let's see if they call it a touchdown.
Nope.
It'll be inside the five. And again, just that inside crossbuck handoff, and he took it the almost the distance. It was about a 15-yard run, but it started back at the 20. What is his total?
At least 124 yards at this point.
And that was including that one?
Including that one.
Wow.
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to start.
No. Hamburger, under center, I formation. Cody Jackson dots the I. Hamburger keeps it, takes the pitch to Cody. Cody takes it inside and does not get into the end zone that time. That was a deep option pitch, and Jackson tried to turn it back up and couldn't get to Pater. With the clock running at 7:04, as another play comes in from Kyle Tesmer's group over on the far sideline, bringing that in is Bryce Faber, the wingback. Tight end is to the left side. Faber, wingman on the right side, I formation. Hamburger plows ahead, quarterback sneak, his third touchdown of the evening.
Absolutely incredible.
About a yard plunge. Hamburger puts his team up by 41 points. Kissinger will do the kicking. Cody Jackson is the holder. They have been almost flawless tonight. I still don't know if that first attempt was intentional or not. It didn't go. Kick is up, and that time it is up and good as well. And so it is now St. Cecilia 42, Blue Hill nothing, with 6:40 to go in this ball game. And we'll be back in a half minute with the Blue Hawks kickoff on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Trust all your auto body shop work to RP's Body Shop in Blue Hill. RP's does the job right the first time, and they feature the new EnviroBase high-performance waterborne paint. And if it's auto glass, you need RP's is the place to see. RP's Body Shop is located a half mile east of Blue Hill. Call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to RP's Body Shop. Rock and Tracy proudly support the Blue Hill Bobcats and wish them best of luck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So touchdowns three times for Bill Hamburger. A couple of touchdowns for Cody Jackson. Touchdown by Brulette. Feel like I'm missing one. I am. Hamburger has four touchdowns, not three. Four touchdowns for Phil Hamburger. Came into this season not the starting quarterback. An unfortunate injury to Ostrander last week against Kearney Catholic opened the door for him, and boy, as he marched through it. High kick into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. Nice kick by Kissinger. And so with 6:40 to go in this ball game, Blue Hill will take over at their own 20. Blue Hill has had five punts and an interception tonight. That is the story of how drives have ended for them. No scores, obviously. Man comes in to the huddle. Komacher is the running back. Jared Kruger, the starting running back, has had some cramping issues. He's not in there right now. It is Komacher standing in the backfield and in motion. Now he comes to a standstill on the wing. Rolling to his right is Mann, and he'll keep it, but only get back to the line of scrimmage. For no gain, it'll be second down and 10. Okay. No, you're right. Okay.
Try that again. Just got to keep the steps correct. Trying to, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know what I did. I counted an interception for Hamburger as a touchdown.
Oh, well, all right.
That's why I had Hamburger's name down four times as completions of drives. So now we're right. Hamburger had three touchdowns but one interception, and two for Jackson and one for Brulette. And the second down play by Blue Hill goes nowhere again, and it'll be third down and 10. As St. Cecilia now, with some reserves in there, shutting down what has to be a very tired Blue Hill offense, because a lot of these guys also play on defense.
Exactly, yeah.
And whether you're pushing or getting shoved, you're going to get worn down by this time.
Yeah.
Shane Feynman is the slot man to the left side. Comacher in the backfield with Mans. Shotgun again, and this time we've got a delay call and another five-yard penalty against Blue Hill. Be third down, 15.
These are the ones that haunt you. Reserves just itching to come in for St. Cecilia. One of the great things for Coach Carl Tesmer is to develop the underclassmen, to get them ready and get them some playing time, and this is another great opportunity for St. Cecilia.
Mm-hmm. A lot of big guys on the St. Cecilia roster. That's in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And good execution. Handoff goes to Comacher. He's got a hole, and he gets some good yardage back. He got about 10 or 11 yards.
I think
by that again, he got about 15 yards because he is very close to a first down.
Yes. They gave it to him. They gave him the first down.
So he got the first down, and he came sneaking through on the delay and picked up enough to move the chains and enough for Blue Hill to keep the ball. They started this drive after the touchdown by St. Cecilia, and a long kick put the ball into the end zone. On the touchback, they took it at the 20. They are now out to the 30-yard line. Shotgun, handoff again. Comacher's got the ball. No, wait a minute. Let's try that again. Comacher is in there blocking, but the run was made by Shane Feynman, who came in off the wing on the far side, and so they're doing a little bit of wing-back misdirection themselves.
Yeah.
Second down, 5 on that 5-yard pickup by Shane Feynman. Clock at 3:47. KLIQ, Hastings, Blue Hill. Two men in the backfield. Comacher and Feynman. Along with the quarterback, it's Comacher gets the straight ahead call that time. He stood up at the line of scrimmage. Late flag comes in, though. There might have been another little hanky-panky after the hanky.
Yeah.
Or hanky after the hanky-panky.
He's got a face masking call.
And so if that's the case, it should ensure a first down for Blue Hill.
Only a 5-yarder.
Well, it's going to be close, though. No?
They moved it.
Did they?
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to move the chains. He got the 5-yard gain, and then the
tack on the extra 5.
Tack on the extra, and boom, yep. You get 10 every time.
Amazing how that math stuff works. And they said we'd never use it.
Yeah, they say, yeah. First and 10, Blue Hill, outside the 40 now. Man keeps it himself. He's got a little bit of running room, a lot of running room, and picks up about 8 yards. Again, they're against reserves for St. Cecilia, but you're looking now at keeping the score respectable as much as anything. And to that end, the longer Blue Hill can hang on to it, the more they at least know that the lopsided score would remain at 42.
Right, absolutely.
McCook leading Alliance 28-21. Aurora now 26-7 over Adams Central. That is early fourth. Loomis over Pleasanton 40-12, end of three. Shotgun, two backs in the backfield. Feynman gets the handoff. He gets the first down, falls forward for a couple more. And again, a late hit in there.
Yeah.
And a penalty marker comes in that'll tack on a few more to Shane Feynman's run.
Another personal foul face mask. Yeah, you just saw, just reaching in, nothing intentional, so I'm sure it'll probably just be 5 yards, but it's that instinct that when you see somebody going down, you want to reach up and help them get down there a little quicker. Oh, this is a big one.
It is a big one. And we, again, we draw your attention to our scoreboard, Joe, Platte River Prep scoreboard, at 10 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So on your way home from the ball game, wherever it might be, make sure it's set at 98.9 FM after this one. We're at 94.5, but those guys at 98.9, yeah, hate to say this. Shotgun, 3 men in the backfield, including a wingback, and Thane Okomichur gets the call, and he wishes he hadn't. He got smacked right at the line of scrimmage there. Good nose-up play by Xander Schmidt, 160-pound quarterback linebacker. But he put a little lick on him that time. He gave him some.
That's the downside is if you start seeing some substitutions come in, is they want to play, and they want to play hard.
Yeah.
And they don't want to give up the shutout, so they're doing a little extra popping out there.
Minute 45 in this one. Again, Twins in back of Carl Manns, the quarterback. Shotgun formation. Ball pops in the air. Nice recovery there by one of the running backs. Ball pops right out of Manns' hand, straight up in the air. And let's see, I think it was Komichur who fell on the ball, caught it midair and then fell on it. Good heads-up play by Komichur on that. Tried to make something out of nothing, but at least save the possession for Blue Hill. It'll be third down and 13 yards to go.
Right.
The ball is spotted back out at the 34-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. Minute 10 on the clock, it's ticking. Blue Hill can't stop it anymore, with a timeout at least. Hand off, Thaman. Again, he's met right at the line of scrimmage. That time, say hello to Nathan Soucy.
Yeah. Soucy wasn't moving too much.
Or, wait a minute, maybe Joe Clark. Joe Clark in on the tackle there.
They're doing a little switching now.
Mm-hmm. Could have been Trey Wilhelms as well. Whatever it was effective. It was effective.
Seconds left in the game. It's probably the last play of the game. They're going for it on fourth down.
Again, shotgun. Man in motion is Shane Thaman. Rolling to his right is Man, looking downfield. Keeps it himself, and he gets close to the first down. I don't think he got there. And I think the clock is going to run out before St. Cecilia can or will do anything in terms of scoring. But they're going to take over on downs. And so now, other than fumbles, Blue Hill has done about everything they can to end a drive in something other than a score. That was a turnover on downs. And with 11 seconds to go, the ball is at the 25.
Substitutions coming in now for St. Cecilia for this last play of the game, theoretically.
Let's see, the quarterback is Xander Schmidt.
Xander Schmidt, yeah, the sophomore.
And he'll just kneel it.
Yeah.
And that's your ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia puts an exclamation point between the pound sign, the one, and C2. So, number one, St. Cecilia, scoring identical 42-0 wins in the first two games, a two-game record of 84-0.
Yeah, 8 shutout quarters. That's the big stat right there, and the ability to put some points on the board. The happiest player on St. Cecilia right now, the punter. Didn't have to do anything.
Didn't have to do a doggone thing.
Right.
So we're going to take a break here. We'll be back with a post-game wrap-up and let you find who did what individually, and we'll get you the scoring recap as well. Your final score, Hastings St. Cecilia, 42, number 7, Blue Hill, nothing. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch.
Helping you be safe, sound, and secure is just one more way that Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Radio Kingdom is your electronics headquarters with everything from mobile audio and communications to the latest in television technology. Stop in to check out the high-def TVs from Mitsubishi, Sony, LG, and now Samsung, including flat-screen and plasma TVs. At Radio Kingdom, they offer service after the sale, including delivery, setup, and disposal of your old TV. Right now, take advantage of 12 months interest-free financing. Ask for details. Located in the Cimarron Plaza just south of Walmart and open 7 days a week, Radio Kingdom, your electronics headquarters.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughan when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, an economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
Great coffee at Mountain Bun Espresso, serving their own secret blend of roasted beans, roasted over an oak wood fire. Mountain Bun takes pride in making each drink perfectly for you. Hot and cold espresso, chai and flavored teas, frozen flavored drinks such as strawberries and cream or cookies and cream, classic hot chocolates and more, using only top-of-the-line ingredients. Find Mountain Bun Espresso inside Amp Pride on Highway 6 in Baltimore and Amp Pride Burlington Express at 14th and Burlington. Mountain Bun Espresso, great coffee.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood Telecommunications in Blue Hill has been providing state-of-the-art telecommunication products and services for 50 years. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet. Visit gtmc.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, let's recap this one. We came in not really knowing how this would go. I mean, there were those of the opinion that they would end like this. There are those who know that Blue Hill is a history of some pretty tough defense. When you got a tough defense, you know, many times you rely on that at least to keep things close. But the story of St. Cecilia is one of some impressive drives. They scored on drives of 71, 78, 68, and 20. And
good jaunts in there.
There's some good jaunts in there. And so if you just add all that up, you can see the kind of impressive offensive title. Let's try that again. 71 yards, 78 yards. There was an 85 yard. That's the one I missed. 85 yard drive. And then that 20 yard one. And then the interception by Hamburger resulted in another 85-yard drive.
That's some serious yards.
Two 85-yard drives, and then the 78, the 71, and then that teeny tiny 20.
Right. And I'll be honest, you expect that out of a team the caliber of St. Cecilia. You do not expect is to see that against a team the caliber of Blue Hill. Now, Blue Hill stuttered a little bit, but still came out with a win against Sutton. They're still a very solid team. They were just overwhelmed by St. Cecilia tonight. St. Cecilia just had everything going their way.
St. Cecilia opened the scoring up in the first period with 5:16 to go. Hamburger, after that 71-yard drive, he capped it with a one-yard sneak, made it 6-0. There was something wrong with the point after. Now, we don't know whether or not they were faking the two, or for some reason, they called red on it and picked it up and threw it into the end zone. No good. So it stayed 6-0. The second score, they intended and completed the 2-point conversion. So 9:30 to go in the half. It was 14-0. Then it was 21-0 at about the 6-minute mark. I'll take that back. The 3-minute mark in the first half. And so it was 21-0 at halftime. And then with 11 minutes to go in the third period, Brulette had a 33-yard run, made it 28-0 with a PAT. Jackson had a 6-yard scoot for another, made it 35. An interception by Phil Hamburger, the starting quarterback, and safety at the 5-yard line resulted in an 85-yard drive, which Hamburger completed. He bracketed the drive with the interception and the 1-yard run, and that made it 42-0. Blue Hill launched a drive with 6:40 to go in the ball game. It ended on downs, but at least they ran out the clock. St. Cecilia obviously did no more damage, and that's your final score, 42-0. Phil Hamburger, like I said, if Ostrander came into this season as the number one quarterback going into game one, he must be a piece of work, and obviously it's too bad that he was injured, but to beat Hamburger out for the starting job as good as Phil played tonight, amazing.
Yeah, absolutely, and nice to see how Hamburger's numbers wrapped up. Again, three touchdowns, got him 70 yards. Cody Jackson running from that tailback position, picks up 99 yards. Actually, he probably got over 100. I may have missed the a run in there somewhere. All these numbers are unofficial. Credit Devin Ellie, that fullback, solid run, steps in, comes in and picks up well over 100 yards today. Some great carries. Just absolutely essential when you picked up those long runs to get the first down after the Blue Ox had been penalized. And Devin just really filled that role very nicely. Burlett, 43 yards, three carries, had that 33-yard touchdown run, and did an outstanding job for St. Cecilia. Passing only 4-for-7 for St. Cecilia, but they were able to pick up a little more than 70-some yards on the night. Blue Hill, the lion's share of the runs came from Kyle Manns, most of that by necessity. He runs unofficially 16 times for about 40 yards. He took quite a few losses in there as well. Also, big runs from Jared Kruger, 10 carries, 31 yards. So you're averaging still over 3 yards per carry, but just came up a little bit short. Blue Hill just had a hard time answering for everything that St. Cecilia was throwing at him tonight.
Again, your final score, no doubt about it at this point, that St. Cecilia, if they don't end up number one, certainly are not exaggerated as number one right now in C2. They collectively have beaten their first two opponents 84-0 with identical back-to-back 42-0 wins. First one over Kearney Catholic, second one here over Blue Hill. So for Rob Osmond, this is Craig Eckert again inviting you to stay with us for the 98.9 FM, our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9, with the scoreboard show coming up at 10 o'clock, the Platte River Preps scoreboard show. Josh Gilden will wrap it all up. We'll have wrap-ups from all of our five broadcast teams out and about, as well as Bob Jansen. We think you'll like the show. Please give it a chance tonight at 98.9 FM at 10 o'clock. And until next time, for Rob Osmond, this is Craig Eckert. Thanks so much for being with us on the high school game of the week. 42-0, St. Cecilia over Blue Hill. Have a good evening.
Your local sports favorites are here.